He just pulled the trigger on a plan that is going to work. And I'm going to be part of this. And so I'm doing a video because our last president, Donald Trump, is going to come back. And this is how it's going to happen. Now, when I read this news story, I want you to understand this. We're in a time where certain people are losing their minds. And I don't think we have ever seen a more important election in our entire lives. We are going to do the opposite of what the left did by stuffing ballots, by lying, and by cheating. So before I start this, type one if you plan on voting him back in. Now, there's a small group of people that may watch this video that are triggered by this. And at the end, I'm going to reveal some things that might honestly open up your eyes. And it's just straight logic. So even those few people are going to be able to figure it out. But if this still triggers you, go grab some chalk, get a blankie, draw a circle in the corner, stand inside. And if you will just suck your thumb, I guarantee you everything's going to be okay. So here we go. The story's out of Zero Hedge. And again, I take this very serious. I'm not joking around. This plan is going to work. The Trump campaign launches major mail-in ballot initiative ahead of the 2024 election. Says former President Donald Trump announced he's launching a move to increase and encourage Republican early voting, as well as the use of mail-in and absentee ballots in the upcoming November presidential election. Reversing course on previous comments he's made about the practice. I'm going to explain to you why in a second. Calling the campaign Swamp the Vote, the former president said that the Republicans must win and we will use every appropriate tool to beat the Democrats because they are destroying our country, according to a news release issued on Tuesday. Type two if you believe that they are destroying our country. And just so you know, for all of the libertarians out there, and trust me, I am a libertarian at heart. We can't mess around on this one. I'm not joking. Any vote pulled away right now, that party, that movement has not gotten big enough to stick. And every vote that goes away, and I'm explaining to you how easy this is in a second to figure out, is going to be detrimental. And this is the easiest way to push the deep state back. Also, real quick, if you've been unsubscribed or there's no like button on your video, it's not by chance. Check it out, help me out, and hit the resubscribe button. It says whether, oh, and just so you know, my moderator, Carlos, said that he wasn't getting any notifications. He had to actually unsubscribe and resubscribe again. Now, this is from Trump. Whether you vote absentee, by mail, early in person, or on election day, we are going to protect the vote. And I'm going to show you how this is possible in just a sec. We make sure our ballot is secure and your voice is heard. We must swamp the radical Democrats and with massive turnout, he said in the release. The way to win is to swamp them. If we swamp them with votes, they can't cheat. You need to make a plan, register and vote any way possible. We've got to get your vote. Now, let me make this really clear here, because there's probably going to be some people that sit there and say, it doesn't matter, your vote doesn't count. That person speaking is a moron. And I'm going to be very blunt here, because this is very, very serious. I will be going down to my local Republican headquarters in my area, and I'm asking you to do the same thing. In the next 2 weeks, I will be voting myself. I will do a live stream. I will go and cast my vote so that it is in their hands so that they can secure it, they can verify it, and they can count it. There will be a point where so many people, and type three if you agree, that a majority of the people want Biden out. A majority of Americans want Biden out. And this is going to be really exciting for California, because what most people don't know is most of that state doesn't vote left. There's just two heinous areas, San Francisco, the Bay Area, and LA, full of swamp morons. And they will do anything to lie, cheat, and steal. And I bet you we can see the state of California vote for our last president. Now, What they're going to do is they were going to be able to secure all of these, count all of these votes, and then when the day comes, and it is going to freak out the Democrats because they will have verifiable proof. There's no ballot stuffing. Legit voters voted. They already have it in their hands months before the election. Oh, look, he's already won. We've already got the actual votes. Because what's going to happen is they're probably going to ask for IDs, or if they don't, they're going to make sure that people that shouldn't be voting aren't voting. Registered voters will be voting this election. They will be going down in the next 2 weeks and voting in person. Now, if you want to mail it in to your Republican headquarters. Do not mail it anywhere else. Do not allow people to change your vote, destroy votes, or anything like that. And this will be verifiable proof, and it will be absolutely amazing. You won't have it in the hands of Congress, where they can hide it and lock it up and put inquiries on it and push things off. This is very serious, and this plan is going to work. Let me ask you this. By just saying, I will do it, will you go down in person and vote in the next couple of weeks? I will put everything on the line for what I believe is best for our country, for the prosperity of our country, and for my children and my grandchildren. We have a very evil regime hell-bent on making every single one of us, me and you, renters for the entire rest of our lives. They want to turn us into slaves. And I absolutely do not agree with that, and I will not stand for it. Our country was built on the lives of amazing men and women. And I'm not going to let their hard work and their deaths be in vain. Now, it says here, the former president has long been critical of mail-in ballots and absentee voting, notably during the 2020 presidential election cycle. He has said the practice leads to an increase in fraudulent votes being cast and wants to have it ended. We have to get rid of mail-in ballots because once you have mail-in ballots, you have crooked elections, President Trump said in his victory speech following the Iowa caucuses in January. However, President Trump also recently suggested that Republicans need to embrace early voting and so-called ballot harvesting in states that allow it. He said, in states where ballot harvesting is legal, we have no choice but to beat the Democrats at their own game. President Trump said last year, either we start ballot harvesting or you can just wave goodbye to your country. And I completely believe in that. What will be more powerful, and this is very serious, we don't wait till election day. We go down to our local Republican office or headquarters. We meet other amazing human beings that feel the same way. They don't want pedophiles running the government. They don't want people that keep horrible blackmail on other people to do their bidding for them. We don't want people in our government. And this is, now you want to think about switching the, now think about this real quick. And I want you to type 5 if this completely can blow your mind. If this makes sense. We go in person and we vote for our local elected officials too. Because you see, it's not just the presidency that's being fraudulent. It's members of Congress. It's our local judicial system. And our judicial system has been completely weaponized. And this is very dangerous. If they can think about how dirty our government is, where they want to get away with what they want, if they could go after the highest office in the country, yet other presidents that have committed actual crimes, people have admitted things, have never seen anything like this. That means they're very afraid of him. Now, I said earlier in this video that I was gonna wake some people up that were sitting in the corner in a chalk circle sucking their thumb. And I only say it that bluntly because you need to hear this and you need to listen very well, because I run into people that go to straight anger every time Donald Trump's name is mentioned. If he was that bad, they'd had proof. You would see on the news, plastered everywhere, a photo, a video, something bad. Just because he says what you think is mean things. While our current president can talk about how he's been with his wife since she was 14 years old, out loud, on recording, you need to understand, and all the heinous things he used to say about African Americans, you know, back in the early 90s. All of that stuff, verifiable proof. I want you to understand this. And as a matter of fact, if you're black and you're voting for Trump, tell me down below. If you're Hispanic and you're voting for Trump, I want to know below. I love watching all of the ethnic groups, everyone other than Caucasians, that the government is trying to weaponize against each other, trying to start race wars, that are coming out and saying, this is nutball. We know what they're doing. They're trying to manipulate us based off the color of our skin. They're trying to demonize one group and lift up another, and in the hopes that they will turn around and vote our way. And I'm telling you right now, go down to your local Republican headquarters, vote in person, meet some amazing human beings, possibly some new friends, and that is what is going to scare the living piss out of our current administration. You know, the administration that every time you watch a single press secretary that can't formulate a solid sentence, that just wants to push off every question because they're scared to death of the real answer? This is very serious. And I don't care what the algorithm does. I'll put it on the line for the truth, because this is very serious. The truth is, they can't buy them. And for everybody that wants a different Republican candidate, if you line them all up, they could be bought. You don't know what they've done in their past. And the truth is, we just witnessed 4 years of the evil left not being able to turn around and come up with one shred of evidence against this guy. And they can't pay him off. In April of 2024, he wrote on True Social that absentee voting, early voting, and election day voting are all good options. For Republicans, adding GOP voters need to make a plan, register and vote in the forthcoming election. Well, the economic ninja is here to say that I think the best plan is early voting in person, so that they can hold your ballot, which means your ballot will matter. It will be registered, it will be counted, it will be stored away for safekeeping. I can promise you this. This is going to work. I bet it will be the greatest turnout of early voters in person ever in the history of our United States. Now, I have a very important question for you, and I want you to say it out loud. Say, I will, if you will go down in person in the next couple of weeks or the next month and do the early voting, because the reason why doing it right now is so vitally important is because it will get the left completely spinning and reeling. And then they're gonna lose their minds. And if you ever wanted to know how to get the truth out of someone, it's twofold. And this works great in business. First, you get them bragging about themselves. Because either the truth or some lies are gonna come out, and either one of those will be very obvious when they're bragging. And if you can't get them bragging about themselves, you piss them off. And then watch the fireworks fly. And that's when the real fun happens. We're not gonna sit around and watch another election be taken fraudulently so they can turn your children into slaves and tax you to death and destroy you. This isn't the return to serfdom. This is Ninja Nation, and we're gonna crush it. We're out. Have a great day.